San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, July 24th. Today's lesson is Universal Star Stuff with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. So good morning, Starshine. Good morning to all of you. Yes, today we're going to be talking about Universal Star Stuff and continuing our July theme of relationships and our annual 2022 theme of living everyday wonder. And what is more wonderful and everyday than the light of the sun and the moon and the stars? Happens every day, absolutely every day, whether we happen to be outside looking at it or not. And it's wonderful every single day. There's an app on your phones called Nextdoor, and it's where people that are local to your neighborhood post things. And recently I've been looking at some of it, but there is a man on there who is a photographer, and he takes the most beautiful photographs of sunrises and sunsets here in San Diego. And I think he must be local to Point Loma because a lot of them are Ocean Beach Pier, things like that. But what he's doing in that is he's capturing for everyone to share the beauty and the wonder of these manifestations of clouds and light, lightness and darkness, beautiful colors. And so as he's doing that for us, let us remember who we are, who he is serving. And we will anchor ourselves in this truth. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And because of that, we know that we are all made of the same stuff. We are made of the same stuff that stars are made of, that plants are made of. And certainly we don't look like stars and we don't look like plants, but those are only the outer appearance. Our theme has been relationships, and through that we have discovered, remembered, however you want to phrase it, that relationships are about things that are connected, about connections, not just of physical things, but of people, our emotions, our families, our communities, our states, our nation, and the entire world, not just Earth, but the entire universe. There's only one, and that is all that is. We know that everything is energy. Everything is energy. Therefore, everything is the same thing. How we perceive or direct or use energy can vary, but it doesn't change the energy itself. It does not change the energy itself. Ernest Holmes is the founder of Religious Science and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. In the text, there is a glossary. And so I looked up what Ernest Holmes says about universe. He says that the universe is the cosmic world. And he writes, in the entire universe, one power alone really acts. The power of the Word of God. If the universe were not perfect, It could not exist for a single moment. It is self-evident, then, that everything in it must be perfect. The student of truth must realize and maintain that he lives in a perfect universe among perfect people. Perfect God, perfect man, perfect being. This is our premise. Thus, the soul acquaints itself with God and is at peace. Perfect universe, therefore we are among perfect people. Not perfect by any outside measure, being perfectly themselves, making their own choices of their own free will, choosing what they want to think about, and therefore what they express. And yet still, all of these perfect people are the essence and make up this perfect universe. On page 82 in the first paragraph, Ernest Holmes writes, "Spirit is the Mother, Father, God, because it is the principle of unity back of all things. The masculine and the feminine principles both come from the One. Spirit is all life, truth, love, being, cause, and effect. It is the only power in the universe that knows itself. The spirit could know nothing outside itself. That would be God and something else." This is all caps. Spirit is all. Spirit is all. The center and circumference of everything that exists, both manifest and unmanifest. It has no enemies, no differences, no otherness, no apartness, no separation from itself. It is undivided, complete and perfect within itself, having no opposites and no opposition. It knows only its own ability, and since it is all, it cannot be hindered in any way, shape, or manner. What's he saying? He is saying definitely and particularly that there is only one. There has never been anything else. It is not possible for anything else to be, because all is the infinite, eternal, complete life that God is and that we are. There was nothing outside of God. So when God is, even according to the Bible, God is saying, "Let there be light." What he's really saying to me in that is, let there be life, manifested life. And therefore, everything that is made manifest is part of that same energy, that same light that is all of life. Spirit is all. Spirit is the light. You are the light. Let there be light, and you exist. That means there's one life expressing as infinite possibility. When the divine, when spirit, when the infinite said, "Let there be," that was the power of the word being spoken. And in a universe with infinite possibilities, that leaves infinite types of life, all made up of the same thing. As we see the plants, the stars, the sun, each other, our benches, grass, water, sand, everything. It is all the same energy at its base. A friend of mine has a climbing wisteria, and she had it in one part of her yard, and she's moving, so she wanted to move it. Well, it had wound itself all over her little fence and her little area, and so she had to clip it because she couldn't unwind everything, so she had to clip a little bit of it, and she moved it to the front area by her carport. She thought, well, it'll be there for a week. In a matter of 2 to 3 days, that climbing wisteria had extended a vine and started to twine itself on a nearby lemon tree. Why do you think that was? My friend was talking about how fortuitous it was that this vine happened to go toward the lemon tree and find it. Because if it went the other direction, it was just air. There was nothing there. So I reminded her about energy and how everything is energy, and that her wisteria could sense the energy of the other plants through the oneness. And when I finished explaining that to her, she said, you know, I love how science of mind shows up in every aspect of my life. And I thought, great, wonderful, wonderful. Now we have have Dr. Cleve Baxter come out and talk to us about the intelligence and senses of plants that he studied using lie detector equipment, and how through that he was able to prove that there is no separation. He actually wound up taking, toward the end of his experiments, yogurt. And he would take a container of yogurt and he would split it in two. And he would, from different rooms, he had sensors in it. And what he did to one, the other sensed. And then he did it across country. What he did to one component, the other sensed, because it was one. It didn't have to be physically joined with the other. It was one in energy, one in life, one in intelligence, one in consciousness. Plants, animals, everything. They're not something that's out there. They are part of our very life, a part of our very essence. It's limitless. Now, Ernest Holmes also, in The Science of Mind on page 87, says, no limit can be placed upon the spirit of man. It merges with the universal spirit, for the two are really one. God is in us as we are in God, the same essence. The degree apparently different. The one finite and the other infinite. And since the infinite cannot come from the finite, it follows that the finite must come from the infinite. A little circle within the big circle. That's an expression we have used for how our divine creative process works. That we have our teaching symbol, that the universe is the big circle, the demonstration, the model of how the teaching symbol works. And each of us being a part of the universe, being individualized, having free will, we use this same principle on a smaller scale. We use it in our own personal lives, our personal experiences, our local experiences. a simple expression would be grass, lawn. Grass is grass wherever you plant it. The grass that we see here in this park setting is watered and it is maintained. It is mown. It is beautiful. It just is healthy. But if you take the same grass seed and you plant it somewhere else and don't look after it, don't nurture it, it's not gonna look like this grass. But that doesn't mean it's not grass. It's still grass. Last week, I talked about high society, brain babe, and the dream of the planet, as described in Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. Well, that's not the only good part of his book. He has a really exceptional story surrounding the universal star stuff that we are all made of. It's in an introduction titled The Smoky Mirror. I'd like to share some of that with you. Don Miguel writes, 3,000 years ago, there was a human just like you and me who lived near a city surrounded by mountains. The human was studying to become a medicine man, to learn the knowledge of his ancestors, but he didn't completely agree with everything he was learning. In his heart, he felt there must be something more. Now, I love his introduction there, because how many times have we been instructed in something, told something, had something explained to us or given to us and say, this is it, this is how it is. And we go, gotta be more. You know, something doesn't feel complete, something doesn't sit right. There's something else, there's something more. And you know what? We need to trust our intuition to know that. Don Miguel goes on, one day as he slept in a cave, he being this guy 3,000 years ago, he dreamed that he saw his own body sleeping. He came out of the cave on the night of a new moon. The sky was clear and he could see millions of stars. Then something happened inside of him that transformed his life forever. He looked at his hands, he felt his body, and he heard his own voice say, I am made of light. I am made of stars. He looked at the stars again and realized that it's not the stars that create light, but rather light that creates the stars. Everything is made of light, he said. And the space in between isn't empty. And he knew that everything exists in one living being, and that light is the messenger of life because it is alive and contains all information. Life is the force of the absolute, the supreme, the creator who creates everything. This is what he discovered. Everything in existence is a manifestation of the one living being we call God. Everything is God. And he came to the conclusion that human perception is merely light perceiving light. Human perception is merely light perceiving light. He also saw that matter is a mirror. Everything is a mirror that reflects light and creates images of that light. And the world of illusion, the dream, is just like smoke, which doesn't allow us to see what we really are. The real us is pure love, pure light, he said. This realization changed his life. Once he knew what he really was, he looked around at other humans and the rest of nature, and he was amazed at what he saw. He saw himself in everything, in every human, in every animal, in every tree, in the water, in the rain, in the clouds, in the earth. And he saw that life mixed in different ways to create billions of manifestations of life. Billions of manifestations of life. It's simple. It is so simple and so pure. And yet so many people don't understand. They have difficulty grasping the concept because of all they have been domesticated to believe. There's been this huge domestication of humans. I talked about it last week. If you want more information, you can listen to my talk, High Society. But what that does, that domestication does, is it creates doubt and unacceptability in people opening their eyes and seeing the light. There's some, praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, yeah, every day we're seeing the light. We're seeing the light in each other. We're seeing the light of who we are. The Science of Mind glossary also talks about what light is. On page 607, Ernest writes, light was the first great revelation of divine creative energy that called all living things into being. Quote, let there be light, and there was light, end quote. There is healing light in the rays of the sun, which we term a physical light. There is healing power in the wonderful high-powered lamps. But how much greater is the healing power which Jesus recognized in himself and in others? Quote, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of his life. Also, I have set thee to be a light. And he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. And the sons of God, without rebuke, ye shine as lights in the world. The light, the illumination, the starshine, the moonshine, the moonlight. It's all of this light is how we perceive that infinite divine essence, that universal star stuff that is all of us. All of us. And what do we do with this stuff? Well, because, now think about this, the infinite source is a creator. It creates things. Creates things out of itself. What do? We create. We create words with our mouths. We create thoughts with our inner knowing. We create a life. Everything that is here had to be created, manufactured, an outward expression of a concept. The concept, seating, comfort, resulted in this very park bench. The concept, ease of motion, durable housing, not tripping as you're walking along. Those are the things that came into the creation of concrete for buildings, for blocks, for bricks, for sidewalks, for streets, for lampposts. These are all creations. We did it. We, the universal star stuff in form, did all of this creating. Because it's our nature to create. Ernest writes on page 222, there is an urge to express in all people, and this urge, operating through the channels of creative mind, looses energy into action and compels the individual to do something. Back of all this desire is the impulse of spirit to express. In man, this impulse must express at the level of his consciousness. For each, for the joy of working, and each in his separate star, shall paint the things as he sees it, for the God of things as they are. We are the light. You are the absolute light. There's there's a little phrase, sing-song, nursery rhyme that we say, starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight, wish I may, wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. Let me say that again. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Wish I may, wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. Now, if we are all made of universal star stuff, does this simple blessing surrounding the prayerful wish on a star carry out the power of the divine? Yeah, absolutely. It's also the power of the word. There is an innocence and a sacred energy bonding with the feeling of the wish of the prayer. You will hear of more wishes on stars coming true than in other wishing things. If there's a wishing well at a county fair, that's really nice. You drop your coin in and say, I wish this, I wish that. And it's a lark. It's not a true heartfelt wish. When children or adults notice that first star, what they're doing is they are relating to it. They are remembering the promise of the light, the power, the energy of the light of a star. And therefore, when they say starlight, star bright, they are forming this bond with universal light, with the universe, the life, divine, all life. Wish I may, wish I might. That is a hope, a looking forward to. Even though it says wish, it's not a name it and claim it, but it's that emotion of I can sense what it would be like if this were mine. And then the wish. And the wish is usually for a repair, a healing of something in the life. It could be for a bicycle, it could be for a new puppy, it could be for all kinds of different things. But those things that are wished for with that heartfelt intent are things that the wisher believes will improve their life. So spirit is all there is. We are all made of spirit. Everything is energy, therefore everything is the same thing. We get to use it, we get to direct it, and we get to remember that because everything is all one, we are a part of all that is. Whatever we in our hearts, in our thoughts, truly believe is ours, is. Because the same power that created the universe is in each and every one of us, available to us. We actually can't get away from it. That power, the law, is working in our lives every single day, whether we are aware of it or not. So now that we know it is, let's think about what we're thinking about. Let's put focus on where we want to be, what we want to do, how we want to experience things, what qualities of God we are looking to be fully expressed in our own lives, like love, like wholeness, like healing and health, like wisdom, compassion, kindness. All these things are inherent within us. Just turn our focus on it. Turn our mind to those qualities. Recognize them within ourselves and see how they are demanded by the universe to express. Because you are an expression of God, one with God. The infinite God cannot come from the finite. We cannot create God. God already is. The infinite God forms the finite, which is us. So if you're made of God, believe that everything is available to you and know that God the good is all that is. And you are God the good. So I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.